friends, we are continuing our shiurim on the topic of chuppas nida. The Rambam says chuppas nida is not kone. It's not chuppa harui l'biya. And the Rush brings a makor for the Rambam that chuppa she'en harui l'biya is not kone. From Rav Ashi. First we have a Mishnah. The Mishnah in Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis says even though Basula gets collects Masayim and an Almana Mana, the husband can add whatever he wants. And then if they got divorced, whether it's from Erusin or Nisuin, she collects everything. The husband Azari says no. She became an Almana or a grusha from the Nisuin, then she collects everything. But if she became an almana or a grusha from the Erisin, only 200 or 100, Besuin al almana, 200 for Besul, 100 for an almana. Because he only brought this Tosefis on Manas Lekonsa. So he wanted to marry her. There's no Nisuin. He didn't mean the Tosefis. Rav Ashi on page 56a asks the following Shaila. Let's say she goes into Chuppah, she becomes a Nida, separates from her, and then he dies. What's the din? Does she get the Tosefes Ksuba, or does she not get the Tosefes Ksuba? If you say, Chibas Chuppa Kona, that the Chiba of the Chuppa acquires the Tosefes, so maybe only Chuppa that's real Abiyah. But here, Chuppa that's not Royal Abiyah, why not? Because she was pure Sanida. So it wasn't Ruy Labiyah. So maybe it's not Kona, maybe Loshna. There's others saying Chuppah Ruy Labiyah. Chuppah, it's not Ruy Labiyah. She always gets the Tosefis. And the Gemara lives with the Teku. Ad kan mi divrei kacho shel haGemara. The Rush writes that the Rambam explains that chuppah that's Ruy Labiyah is called chuppah. If it's not Ruy Labiyah, it's not called chuppah. That's why he's asking the Shaila. Is she kona the Tosefes? Because maybe it's chuppah ain't Ruy Labiyah, she's not kona the Tosefes. And the Gemara applies with the Teku. And the Rambam paskins that it's not a chuppah. And the Rush says, what's if that's pshat, it's very hard to understand. Because the Gemara is only asking about Tosefes Ksuba. He only gave it the Tosefes Ksuba on Asla Konsa. So he wasn't Mischayev if it isn't going to be Roy Labiyah. Even though the chuppah is a valid chuppah. Because it's mistaber that the Ikar Umdana is Al Kirav Das Shel Chibas Biyah. That the Ikar Umdana that we assess that he wants to give her this Tosefes, this added sum, is because of the Kirav Das of the Chibas Biyah. And therefore the Gemara only asks the Shaila about Tosefes Ksuba. But now whenever we talk about Chuppah, whenever we talk about chuppah, we don't link it to the biyah. So whether it's really biyah or not. So how can the Rambam learn from here that if it's not really biyah, it's not a chuppah? Here we're only talking about the Tosefes, not about the Etzem chuppah. The Etzem chuppah is beseder. Just the question is there Tosefes ksuba? Maybe Tosefes ksuba is only if there's going to be biyah. He likes her that much, but only if, you know, is it going to be Bia afterwards? Then he's willing to part with the Tosefes. But if there's going to be no Bia, he's not. But the Etzem Chuppah, is even without Bia, is a good Chuppah. So it's hard to understand the Rambam. This is the Rambam's source. Rabbi Kiveger, Tshuvas, Tinyana, Simen, and Aleph, asks the Meloshan Rambam, it's Mashman, that Chuppah's need is not Kona Bivadai. The Gemara lives with the Teiku. So it's only a suffix. How does the Rambam get Vadai? There's an afkamina. Because if Chuppah's need is not Kona B'Vadai, then her brothers, if they're Kohanim, could become Tamei to her if she dies. But now that the Gemara applies with the Teiku, with the Suffolk, whether Chuppah's need is Kona, maybe it is Kona, and then the brothers are not allowed to become Tamei to her. Because she's a Suffolk Nesua. So how does the Rambam know for sure that there's no Chuppah? If it's a Chuppah's Nida. So we can explain as follows, based on the Yisod that we established in the previous two Shiurim, that Bivadai, the Rambam learns that the Shaila of Rav Ashi is Klapei Dasa Odom Bischaivus Shel Tosefes Ksuba. The question of Rav Ashi is about the das of a person when he's mischayv the Tosefes Ksuba. What did he mean? Did he mean with bia or without bia? But the Rambam learned that it's not stam esafek if his das is to be mischayv al das chuppah shelo ruiyah lebia. The yisod esafek is that since chuppah's nida is not effective to make her completely nesua, as we explained in the previous shiur, all there is by chuppah's nida is ishus shel nesuin. The conjugal aspect is affected by the chuppah's nida, but not the kinyanei nesuin, not the liyar shel itam elalaf nidareo. So therefore, Rav Ashi asks, is it enough if the chuppah is effective for ishus? Is the chuppah that affects ishus to nesuin enough that he's going to be mischayv tosefes? Or maybe, and as we're trying to assess his das, so we're asking, what's his das? Is his das, he only wants to give her a ksuba, Tosefes Ksuba, if it's going to be Nisuin. The Nisuin is going to be a Nisuin. Did he mean a partial Nisuin? In which case Chuppah's Nid is good enough because it's a partial Nisuin, it's a Nisuin to Ishus. Or did he mean no, only if it's a complete Nisuin, even the Nisuin of Kinyonim. And here there are no Kinyonim. Because the Chuppah Shein Ruiyah Lebia doesn't make Kinyanei Ishus, doesn't make Kinyanei Nisuin, only Ishus to Nisuin. So what did he have in mind? In other words, the basis of the Suffolk is that Kinyanei Nisuin, that Chuppah's Nida makes half a Nisuin. Ishus to Nisuin and not Kinyanei Nisuin, as we were marich in the previous two Shiur. So which one did he mean? When he gave her the Tosefis, did he mean half a Nisuin? Only Ishus without the Kinyanim, and therefore he wants to give her the Tosefis even if it's a Chuppah's Nida, or no? Only if it's the whole kit and caboodle. So this would resolve the how the Rambam learned the Sugya. So it emerges according to this that the suffix of Rav Ashi is Bidasa Adam. But the Rambam has a makor for what he writes, that Chuppah's Nida doesn't complete the Nisuin. Because we're trying to figure out what's Das Adam. Does it mean a half Nisuin or a whole Nisuin? So you see from here there's a concept of half Nisuin. There's only a Nisuin de Ishus, and not a Nisuin of Kenyan. So you're right, the Gemara didn't resolve the question about the Tosefes. But we see that Chuppas Nida doesn't make a Kenyan Nisuin. That's all the Rambam was telling us. You're right, in Echinami. This is about the Tosefes. So the Etzem Ksuba. Etzem Ksuba she's getting from the Erisin. And now the Nisuin, we have a question about the Tosefes Ksuba, because what did he mean when he promised her the Tosefes Ksuba? Did he mean, I'm going to give you the Tosefes Ksuba if there's only Ishus to Nisuin, a half a Nisuin? Nisuin lo gemurim, like we saw in the Lashon of the Rambam, gemur nisuin, a nisuin that's only half baked. You're going to already get the Tosefes or a completely baked. Or a completely baked nisuin. And as far as the Rambam saying that Chuppas Nida is not Kona Bevadai, it's not correct to say Chuppas Nida is not Kona Bevadai. Chuppas Nida is Kona Le'inyan Ishus. But as far as Kinyanim go, it's not Kona. And if it's not Kona, as far as Kinyanim, then he can't become Tameder of the husband, and the brothers still can. So that resolves Rabbi Kivager's issue. Rabbi Kivager says, according to the Rambam, it's Mashmah that Chuppas Nida is not Kona Bevadai. The Gemara remains with the Teiko. The answer is the Rambam only meant it's not Kona Bevadai Kinyanei Nisuin, but Ishus to Nisuin it is Kona. And the Gemara's Teiko was only about Tosefes Ksuba, not about how much a Chuppas Nida is Kona. How much a Chuppas Nida is Kona, the Rambam's sure about that, according to our Mahalach. Ishus to Nisuin, yes, Kinyanei Nisuin, no. However, we're still stuck with the question of the Beis Meir, in the name of the Sefer Parach Mat Aaron, Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Yud Aleph, that from the Lashon of the Rambam's Mashmah, that Bevadai Lek Achiyuv Tosefes. V'dinu Ishim Tofsa Motzim Miyoda. That's Mashmah from the Lashon of the Rambam, that there's no Tosefes at all. No Tosefes at all. And therefore, if she's Tofes the Tosefes, Motzim Miyada. But the question, the problem is that Rav Ashi's Shaila wasn't solved, wasn't resolved. So the Rambam should have said that Misafek, she doesn't get the Tosefes, and Motzim Mechabar Lefaraya. But her Tfisa is going to be effective like other Tfekas. How is this mashma miloshen Rambam that there's no chi of Tosefes b'tares vadai? Maybe because he says she's like an arusa, and an arusa gets no Tosefes, only v'yikar ksuba. But again, it's a bayish lo ifshita b'gemara. So why did the Rambam imply that no, even tfisa wouldn't help? Definitely doesn't work. So that's a problem. And therefore, Moreno Rabbeinu goes in a different derech to explain the Rambam. And that is that Be'emes, there's no yisod that you require chuppah haruiyah lebiyah. Because we brought numerous sources in the first shiur that there's chuppah lepsulos, even though it's not roi lebiyah. Chuppah that by a sota woman, even though it's not roi lebiyah. Chuppah by motzi shemra, even though it's not roi lebiyah. So there is a concept of chuppah roi lebiyah, shena roi lebiyah is a good chuppah. When the Rambam said his vort, he only said it about chuppas nida. Chuppas nida is not a valid chuppah. All other chuppas shena roi lebiyah are valid chuppas. But chuppas nida is not a valid chuppah. And what's the explanation? The explanation is that by nida there are two dinim. There's the din tum of avatumah, that we don't have anymore today. And then there's the din iser biya kuchol harayis that we have today. And lechor, these are two asurim that aren't shaykh to each other. The mitzias of ri'iyas dam causes these two dinim, tum and iser. Rav in Yerushalmi and Shabbos, Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, Sanhedrin Perek Zayin Halacha Hei, it says that we require a pasuk by nida that ha'ara is kigmar biya, and we can learn from other arayas because her iser is only because of tumah. So you see that the whole iser erva sheyesh benida is machmas tumasa, that a woman who's tumeya betumas nida, the Torah made her like an erva who's aser. Okay, this has a hemshech, and Amir Tzashem, in the next shiur, we are going to B'li Nedr take it from here, and we are going to see continuing neflos v'taras Hashem. Be'ezer Hashem B'li Nedr. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.